Hi, I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf's Daf and Practice series. There's a widespread practice among Ashkenazi Jews to have gefilte fish on Shabbos. Where does this come from to have gefilte fish? It probably was cheap, but also because it avoided the problem of borer, of separating, of sorting on Shabbos, because there's a problem of taking out the bones from fish on Shabbos. It's a problem of separating psoles from ochel, the bad from the good. Therefore, in order to avoid this problem, traditionally, Ashkenazi Jews had gefilte fish, which crushed up the bones. There wasn't any problem. I think now, achshar dara, we elevated our status. Many people have salmon on Shabbos. Salmon also avoids this problem, typically, of having bones in the fish on Shabbos. And this really is related, in a sense, to today's daf, Pesachim daf pehe. The discussion began a few daf ago about the problem of breaking bones in the Karban Pesach on Shabbos. So you have to be particular with the bones in the meat. With the Karban Pesach. So on Yom Tov, this wouldn't pose any borer issues. There wouldn't be any problem with sorting, with separating on Yom Tov. There are some nuances about that, but broadly speaking, there wouldn't be a problem of taking the bones out of the meat. There wouldn't be a problem of borer on Yom Tov. But if Pesach falls out on Shabbos, then you would have this problem of borer on Shabbos, taking the bones out of the Karban Pesach on Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah writes that there are basically three different ways to avoid this issue. Number one, there really only is an issue of borer is if you separate before you eat it. But if you take a piece of meat together with a bone or whatever the situation would be, you have a small little bone in your chalent and you take a bite and you're able to spit out the psilis. You're able to spit out the bone. So with many fish, that could be a good strategy. You're able to take the bite, make sure that you don't chew on that on the bone, but you're able to take it out from inside your mouth, and that would be totally okay. Alternatively, if you have some meat on the bone, the Mishnah Berurah is of the opinion, the Chazon Ish seems to argue, but the Mishnah Berurah holds that if you have meat on the bone and I separate the bone together with some meat, then it's not a problem because I'm separating the meat from the other meat and the bone is batal to the meat. I consider the bone as if it's not here. I'm just separating two pieces of meat, which wouldn't be a problem with borer. I'm separating two of the same thing from each other. I'm not really sorting. A third option, the Mishnah Berurah suggests, is that even if you don't have much meat on the bone, I can't say that the bone is batal to the meat because I don't have enough meat there in order to say that the bone is batal to that. But even if I have sufficient moisture, I have enough that it's worth it to suck on that bone, I'm able to lick off the bone, then if I do so, then it's not a problem. If I take out the bone from the meat or from the fish, I take the psoles, whatever the psoles is, from the ochel, and my intention is that I'm going to now lick off that psoles, so then as well, that's not considered taking the bad from the good, because it's really good from the good because I'm intending to utilize that which I separated.